irregular brown spots originating at the crown, you're quite unwell, aren't you? The sickness seems to be spreading rapidly. I apologize, my friend, but I will need to collect a sample.
Hello. I didn't see you there. Have you been there for quite some time? Oh, that's good. I apologize for not noticing you earlier. I was just very focused on my research.
My research? Ah, well. I am the botanist hired by the king and queen. I upkeep the royal gardens and maintain my own conservatory for research purposes.
There was a gardener working here before myself, yes.
You look like you want to ask why the royals would hire a scientist rather than a gardener. I asked myself the same thing in the beginning.
Were you aware that the kingdom previously faced a drought leading to severe food shortages?
The queen found my research on the drought-resistant strategies of various plant populations across a variety of climates. She offered me a position here to serve the throne, and in turn, receive full financial support from the kingdom to continue my research. I've been working here for about 3 years now, since the gardener retired.
And yet, I have not seen you here before. Are you new?
You are dressed quite nicely to be working in this heat.
You're not working.
I see. Just on a stroll, then.
The garden is quite nice this time of year.
What was I doing?
Well, do you see the plant in front of me?
No, not the one with the large green leaves, the one next to it.
Yes, the silver-colored one with the fan-like leaves. Does it not look unwell to you?
You're quite right. It is difficult to tell from this distance. Please, take a closer look.
Are you unsure?
Don't worry, this isn't a test, and I will not judge you for any answer you give. I am simply trying to understand what you see, what people who are not myself see. I have found that it's hardest to judge one's own work. While you look, would you like me to tell you more information about the plant you're observing?
Of course.
This is a plant of the class Polypodiopsidae. To be more specific, it is a member of the genus Anthurium. It is referred to by many horticulturists as Anthurium nipponicum pictum. Being that you are not a horticulturist, you may know it by its more colloquial name, the painted fern.
Hmm? You don't know it?
You've never seen one before?
They are not uncommon in this kingdom.
You don't get outside much, do you?
I suppose I understand. The royal family here is quite busy, and as a servant of theirs, you must be as well.
An educated guess, really. And I must say, your clothes are far too fine to be fit for a simple kitchen servant. You must serve the royal family directly to be dressed so nicely.
So tell me, what do you think of this plant?
Yes, it is beautiful. The stalk is a unique burgundy color, is it not?
What do you make of the plant's condition?
You are correct. There are quite a few brown spots. And no, they're not supposed to be there.
Yes, sometimes leaves do brown naturally due to overwatering, underwatering, or old age. In this case, however, the browning is not caused by a failure to provide the proper amount of water, nor is it caused by aging.
How do I know?
look closely at the fronds. The leaves.
Yes, typically fern leaf structures are called fronds.
When a plant ages or is otherwise irritated, leaves or petals often brown as the fronds of this fern have. However, looking closely, you will see that the brownings begin at the middle of the plant, where new growth typically spawns. Another clue that this sickness is not normal aging is that the fronds have browning in the centers, not the tips. If it were due to age or a watering issue, the browning would begin at the leaf edges and work its way towards the center.
This is quite the opposite.
Yes, you see it. You see why I believe that this plant is ill.
What is it?
I told you earlier. You didn't mean... Oh, goodness, I apologize. You were asking what the illness was, not what the plant itself is. To be honest with you, I'm not quite sure what the illness is yet. I hypothesize that it is some sort of fungus attacking the plant. It has not spread to other plants in the area as of yet, so I believe I can save this fern. I've worked out a possible treatment. This sample was required to test it.
Why bother?
Just a fern?
To me, it isn't just a fern. None of the plants that I care for are just plants.
Yes, of course we can grow more, but every plant has a story. Every plant holds history and meaning inside of itself.
What do I mean?
Well, the fern has lived on this planet since long before humans. It has evolved and thrived to this very day. In its millions of years of evolutionary history, this plant has been used for medicine, for food, and even as decorations such as these, helping to beautify the Royal Shade Garden. The depth of history held by the fern is astounding to me.
Furthermore, do you know of floriography?
It is the language of flowers. Meanings ascribed to flowers and plants by people, of course, but a language of its own nonetheless. In the language of floriography, ferns hold the meaning of magic, fascination, and shelter.
Yes, magic. I understand that in this society, magic is a thing to be feared, to be persecuted and hidden away.
It would not be prudent of me to disagree with the decrees of our king and queen. I will simply say that I believe the symbolism to be a positive one, and certainly that things of such a fascinating and unique nature deserve to be sheltered.
You're certainly not one to mince words, are you?
I suppose that if I said that in front of a royal family member, I would have to worry about being executed. But you're not a royal, are you?
You know, there is a story about the very same silver ferns that reside in the Shade Garden, a story from a different kingdom.
The story tells of hopelessly lost adventurers trying to find their way home through a forest in the night. The adventurers could not see the moonlight through the thick layer of trees above them. Trapped in the all-consuming darkness of the forest. But as they struggled to escape the darkness, the adventurers found silver ferns. The ferns reflected the moonlight, and they used that glow to guide themselves out of the forest. To find their way home. To them, Ferns symbolize new beginnings, new life, and hope for a better future. A better future. Is that not something we all desire? You look like you're going to cry. Are you well? Yes, it is a beautiful sentiment, I agree. I hope that this meeting can be a new beginning for us as well. And a sign of a better future to come. Yes, of course I can tell you more. My personal favorite biological fact about the fern is that they do not flower. Quite interesting, Ferns have no seeds. They propagate through spores found under their leaves. Of course, this leads one to wonder at my desire to plant ferns in the Royal Shade Garden, doesn't it? I mean, why should I plant a plant that doesn't flower for our king and queen to gaze at? I believe that not everything has to be ostentatious to be appealing. They may be plain to others, but I believe they're beautiful in their own way. Don't you agree? The way that they bend and flow in the wind. It's almost as if they dance just for you to see. It is rare to find another who understands as you do. No, I don't suppose it does sound like pure science. To be honest, the royal family hired me, a botanist, to do the job of a horticulturist. What's the difference? Simply put, I, as a botanist, am more interested in the function of plant physiology. How do plants use nutrients? What are the pathways that those nutrients go through? How do plants produce hormones? A horticulturist is more interested in plant production, plant diseases, and applying botanical science to plant cultivation. In other words, I prefer to study plant biology, whereas horticulturists prefer to apply their knowledge of plant biology to plant cultivation. Why didn't I tell the royal family that? Well, I actually did tell them. Did they listen to me? No, I think not. And I do appreciate my research being funded. Besides, while I may not be a horticulturist in title, I have managed to upkeep the royal gardens for years now, have I not? Do you think I have done a poor job of it? Yes, this fern is sick, but sometimes there are things that happen that we simply cannot prevent. Are you okay? Please, come closer. Yes, come sit down. Don't worry, I've got you. Sit here, in the shade. Of course you feel faint. I've held you up with my ramblings in the midday heat. I'm just going to get you some water. Please don't move. Of course you need it. It will not take long, I swear, and I will return in but a moment. You're sad you don't get to hear more about my research. You want to know more about my research. You want to see it? Well, if you're ever in the area of the conservatory, I would love to show it to you. If I've not scared you off with my ramblings today, that is. Yes, I promise. Now, I must go fetch you a cold drink, okay? Good. Please don't move while I'm gone. I'm quite concerned you may hurt yourself in this state. I'll be back momentarily. Just hold on.